izin vermeyeceğiz.
A hero's welcome for Turkey's prime minister. Back home from the World Economic Forum of all places. That's because Tayyip Erdogan had words for Israel's president over the bloodshed in Gaza. When the subject was broached in Davos on Thursday, he could not stay silent.
I want to understand, why did they fight rockets against us? What for? There was not any siege against Gaza.
I with apologies to Prime Minister Erdogan.
1 minute.
The sitting head of state was clearly angered by the American moderator's demands.
1 minute. Okay.
1 minute.
I'm going to hold you to the 1 minute, please.
Biliyorum ki sesinin bu kadar çok yüksek çıkması.
The reason why your voice is so loud is because you must be feeling guilty. When it comes to killing, you Israelis know a lot.
Do work.
Erdogan then left the debate.
Professor Schwab.
Those who traveled to Switzerland wondered out loud how the exchange might cost Israel's foreign relations.
Turkey was its best friend in the Muslim world, and I think Israel just has to come to grips with the fact that it's alienated a very large proportion of the world's population for the way in which it conducted the Gaza incursion.
Turkey worked intimately with the Syrian and Israeli leadership to strike a deal on the occupied Golan Heights. But Israel's war on Gaza changed everything. And it also transformed the debate over Israel's use of force. There are growing calls for Israel to be held to account for the more than 1,300 Palestinian deaths, of which almost a third were children. There appeared no limits to Israel's destruction, including the targeting of UN buildings using white phosphorus munitions.
I myself saw and visited and saw this compound which has been destroyed by Israeli forces. It was just again unacceptable, and I was very much frustrated and upset and angered at what I have seen.
Israel appears to be taking these calls for accountability seriously. In recent days, it appointed a government minister to handle the legal defense of its military against possible war crimes charges. And as the world starts to demand answers on Israel's recent behavior, its officials traveling abroad might soon find themselves having to explain their actions before a court of law rather than their peers. Clayton Swisher, Al Jazeera.